Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is the Midland Reporter Telegram weekend edition for Saturday, December 20th, 2025. $2.6 million Scarborough Grant supports teachers and health programs. 'Tis the season for giving. And the Scarborough Foundation has given a big gift to a local college. The foundation has donated nearly $2.6 million to the University of Texas Permian Basin to fund a pair of future teacher programs and the expansion of Midland's behavioral health workforce. Quote, these grants reflect Scarborough Foundation's commitment to supporting local educators and expanding mental health resources in our community, end quote, said Mary Ann Beninati, CEO and president of Scarborough Foundation. Quote, this partnership with UT Permian Basin will prepare future teachers and mental health professionals to serve our community where they are needed most, end quote. While Midland ISD reports that it has a high classroom fill rate, not all of these educators are certified in the state of Texas or through national board certification, according to a previous Reporter Telegram report. In 2024, 69% of teachers were certified, while 19% were brought on via the District of Innovation program. The rest were considered associate teachers. Scarborough Foundation is looking to raise that number of certified teachers through a partnership with UTPB. Up to 200 scholarships for teacher certification will be available in 2026 for Midland ISD employees, with 200 more available in 2027. This certification program offered by UTPB is designed for working professionals and it offered in an accelerated 8-week cohort format, the university said in a statement. The scholarships will cover tuition for 5 required certification courses and all costs associated with taking certification exams. Also for MISD is the Registered Teacher Apprenticeship Program, a, quote, grow your own, end quote, initiative that gives students hands-on in-classroom experience through their educational journey. Scarborough Foundation's grant will fund upward of 40 teacher apprentices each year. As for growing Midland's behavioral health workforce, UTPB students pursuing master's degrees in social work can receive financial support for their required clinical hours at the new behavioral health hospital and other partnering organizations. Quote, we are deeply thankful for this investment from the Scarborough Foundation, which represents a meaningful step toward addressing critical workforce needs in the Permian Basin, end quote, said UTPB President Sandra Woodley. Quote, by supporting education and healthcare pathways, we are empowering individuals to advance their careers while ensuring our communities have the skilled professionals we need to thrive, end quote. Toy giveaway in Odessa on December 22nd. Odessa. Caesar Ornelas Law and GHH Promotions have partnered for a holiday toy giveaway on December 22nd in Odessa. Caesar Ornelas Injury Law is a firm that represents the oilfield and blue-collar workers of West Texas, and it is committed to supporting the families who power the community. GHH Promotions, Gorilla Heavy Hitters, is a local sports promoter dedicated to contributing positively to the community. The organizations are hosting the toy giveaway to ensure local children have a gift to unwrap this holiday season. Quote, the true meaning of Christmas lies in giving compassion and community, end quote, said Caesar Ornelas II, founder of the firm. Quote, for the families we serve, especially the hardworking blue-collar men and women of Odessa, seeing a child smile is the greatest gift, end quote. The toy giveaway will be held at the Gorilla Heavy Hitters Boxing Gym, 607 Royalty Avenue, in Odessa, starting at 5 p.m. on December 22nd. Toys will be provided for children up to 15 years old from the Odessa area. No sign-up or registration is required before the event. Quote, we are here to serve our community, both in the courtroom and in moments like this, to help keep that beautiful, pure holiday spirit alive for every child, end quote, Ornelas II said. Diamondback invests $217,300 to expand VR STEM labs. Diamondback Energy is investing $217,300 to expand its STEM lab program in partnership with SciGlass and Midland ISD. The funding will bring a new virtual reality STEM lab to Midland High School, enhance Legacy High School's existing lab with environmental science, and will continue supporting Young Women's Leadership Academy, YWLA, students with anatomy and physiology and neuroscience courses. Quote, we're committed to building a STEM ecosystem in Midland that not only educates and empowers high school students, but also inspires them to pursue careers in STEM, end quote, said Ashley Colquitt, Diamondback Community Engagement Specialist. Diamondback STEM Labs, powered by SciGlass, transform traditional learning by replacing textbooks and slides with virtual reality experiences. Students can interact with live data sets, collaborate with professors with leading universities in multiplayer virtual reality environments, and explore complex scientific concepts in 3D. Quote, we're so excited to grow this partnership with Diamondback by having STEM labs available at three high schools across our district, end quote, said MISD Superintendent Stephanie Howard. Quote, strategic partnerships like this position MISD as a leader in cutting-edge STEM education and provide opportunities our students would not have otherwise, end quote. MISD said there are more than 270 students enrolled in STEM lab courses. The program has created 66 dual college credit seats in health sciences and equips students with critical thinking, problem solving, and research skills. County approves hazard mitigation plan. Commissioners on Tuesday approved the Midland County Hazard Mitigation Action Plan, which will allow the county to apply for FEMA hazard mitigation grants. The plan, which was created so the county could be in compliance with the Federal Disaster Mitigation Act, will aid in the funding of several types of projects, including the purchase of emergency generators, roof replacements, and other improvements designed to reduce damage from future disasters, the county said in a statement. Quote, this plan gives Midland County a clear roadmap for preparing for and responding to disasters, end quote, Midland County Fire Marshal Justin Bunch said. It identifies the hazards we face and the steps we can take to protect lives, property, and critical infrastructure, end quote. County Judge Terry Johnson said the plan is about being, quote, proactive rather than reactive, end quote, adding, quote, every dollar invested in mitigation can save multiple dollars in recovery costs, end quote. A copy of the final plan document has not yet been made public. However, a draft made available at public meetings from this past fall detailed the areas of concern, both natural and man-made. Drought, earthquakes, extreme heat, flooding, hail, high winds, lightning, tornadoes, wildfires, winter storms, and even dam failures are part of the plan. Between 2005 and 2024, Midland County saw 413 wildfire events that totaled 45,427 acres burned, according to Texas A&M Forest Service data shared in the plan. Tornadoes are also of high concern, most recently on May 30th, 2024, when two touched down in Midland County near Midland International Air and Spaceport, and a third being recorded near the Midland-Upton County line. Hail is a constant threat in West Texas. Data from the plan show the city of Midland recorded 261 hail events between 1993 and 2024, causing more than $263 million in damage. Much of that total comes from April 11, 2009, when a severe storm damaged upward of 50% of roofs and 800 vehicles in the city. At $240 million in 2025 dollars, it's the costliest hail event ever reported in Midland County. Midland County and other jurisdictions seek to mitigate these disasters through a combination of education, policy, and physical infrastructure improvements funded by the myriad state and federal programs. Commissioner's action on Tuesday now allows the county to pursue this funding. Midland Kent Quick sells $5 million winning scratch-off ahead of the holidays. One lucky Texan found an extra reason to celebrate this holiday season after winning the top prize of $5 million on a scratch-off ticket. The Midland resident struck gold, unwrapping the grand prize on the $5 million Royale Scratch ticket game. The Texas Lottery player bought the $50 ticket at Kent Quick number 325, located at 3006 Garden City Highway in Midland. The winner chose to remain anonymous. This was the second of four top prizes worth $5 million to be claimed in this game, with 63 $10,000 prizes left and hundreds of thousands of smaller prizes still up for grabs. The $5 million Royale scratch-off ticket offers more than $235.4 million in total prizes. The overall odds of winning any prize in the game are 1 in 3.66, including break-even prizes, the Texas Lottery reports. Permian Basin Literacy Group expands ESL classes. The Literacy Coalition of the Permian Basin announced the expansion of English as a Second Language classes in response to recent federal funding cuts impacting higher education institutions in our region. The LCPB is a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving literacy and educational access across West Texas. Through the 2022 Literacy Needs Assessment, the nonprofit learned that the biggest challenge in adult literacy and workforce readiness was to strengthen the region's literacy pipeline by increasing the capacity, availability, and accessibility of educational programs for adults, said Executive Director Leticia Martinez. Due to the recent federal funding cuts, higher education institutions have reduced the number of classes they can offer, according to the LCPB. Community members seeking ESL classes have experienced longer wait lists and fewer class options. Quote, our capacity support includes working with lower junior colleges, local junior colleges, and adult literacy providers to strengthen their services and provide professional development, end quote, Martinez said. Quote, in cases where no services are available, LCPB has become the direct provider, end quote. LCPB has expanding its own programming to help fill the gap and ensure that individuals across the Permian Basin continue to have access to essential language learning resources. To support the growing demand, LCPB has increased the number of ESL classes across multiple locations, expanded daytime and evening options to better accommodate work schedules, trained additional volunteer instructors to maintain quality and accessibility. The expanded services aim not only teach English, but to empower adults seeking better employment opportunities, improve family communication, and greater engagement in the community, LCPB said. LCPB currently provides direct programming in Midland, Winkler, Ector, and Culberson counties in Texas and in Lee County, New Mexico. Services include ESL and high school equivalency programming, helping adult learners seeking to improve their English or obtain a credential needed for jobs, college, or other opportunities. The LCPB added that expanding ESL classes strengthens the local workforce by building English proficiency in the diverse labor pool. The accessible ESL education helps residents qualify for more stable, higher-paying jobs and improve communication and safety in the workplace. It also helps workers advance into training programs, certifications, and career pathways that require English language skills and supports employers who need a reliable, well-prepared workforce to sustain regional growth. Strengthening language access directly boosts productivity, reduces turnover, and creates more opportunities for individuals and businesses alike, the nonprofit said. Quote, without these services, adults have limited opportunities for gainful employment, end quote, Martinez said. Quote, as our Permian Basin workforce needs continue to grow, LCPB's mission to increase the literacy levels and skills of all people in the Permian Basin will grow as well, and we want to be here to help, end quote. The LCPB encourages anyone needing these services to call the bilingual adult education line at 432-685-0427 or visit www.literacypb.org. Life Tributes. Carolyn Harkrider, 7-20-1937 to 12-15-2025. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of Carolyn Cart Harkrider, who died peacefully on Monday, December 15, 2025, at the age of 88, surrounded and loved by her three children. Carolyn was born July 20, 1937, to Helen and Robert Cart in Charleston, West Virginia. Carolyn was preceded in death by her husband of 49 years, James Hugh Harkrider, Jr., who died in 2006. She is survived by her three children, James Harkrider III, Alexandra, Robert Harkrider, Ashley, and Anne Warren Sterling, along with seven grandchildren, Megan Saivani, Arian, Ellen Warren, Molly Warren, Marshall Harkrider, Travis Harkrider, Avery Harkrider, and Kiana Gates Harkrider. A private service will be held for the family at a later date. In place of flowers, please send donations to Senior Life Midland or Christ Church. Cremation arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Midland doctor named to Texas Nutrition Advisory Committee. A Midland doctor has been named to the Texas Nutrition Advisory Committee by Governor Greg Abbott. Dr. Padmaja Patel, Chief Medical Officer at Nudge Health, was appointed to the committee for a term set to expire September 1, 2029. In addition to being Chief Medical Officer at Nudge Health, she is President of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. Dr. Ann Shippey of Austin, Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller and family nurse practitioner Natalie Bashinsky of Love Lady were appointed to terms ending September 1st, 2027. Joining Patel and serving terms ending September 1st, 2029 are Cheryl So Hoy of Austin, founder and chief executive officer of Tiny Health, Dr. Jacqueline Albin of Bedford, an associate professor of pediatrics and internal medicine at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center, and Kathleen Davis of Denton, an associate professor at TWU. The Texas Nutrition Advisory Committee is established to develop nutritional guidelines for residents of this state. Common Unity Church that rents school seeks permanent home. Common Unity Church has filed for a preliminary plat of a new location. Represented by Maverick Engineering, the church hopes to move to a patch of land not far from its current location. Having been founded fairly recently by Pastor L.V. Brown in 2021, Common Unity Church currently does not have a building of its own and instead operates out of Ralph Bunch Elementary School in Southeast Midland. Having previously served as the pastor of a historically black church, Brown decided to found Common Unity Church alongside Pastor David Gonzalez in order to help facilitate unity between different races in the wake of the George Floyd protests. The new plot of land is located just a few blocks west of Bunch on South La Mesa Road. It covers just 0.55 acres across three lots, which the church hopes to merge into one lot. In the past, to compensate for the lack of space, the church has advertised digital services in addition to their usual services. Midland's Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended approval of the preliminary plat to be considered at a future Midland City Council meeting. In addition to the preliminary plat, the church has also filed a right-of-way vacation request on La Mesa. House passes Speed Act to speed permits limit court challenges. Businesses looking to develop energy and infrastructure projects may have an easier time receiving their permits. By a 221-196 vote, the House of Representatives approved the Standardizing, Permitting, and Expediting Economic Development, SPEED, Act, formally designated as H.R. 4776. It represents a bipartisan legislative effort to streamline federal permitting processes under the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, of 1969. It aims to speed up permitting reviews for new projects that now take 4 or 5 more years to complete. The act would also limit judicial review as Congress seeks to enact the most significant change in decades to the National Environmental Policy Act, which requires federal agencies to consider a project's possible environmental impacts before approval. The bill now goes to the Senate, where its future is uncertain, but supporters are hoping for reform momentum heading into 2026. Quote, for years, America's permitting process has been broken and is in desperate need of reform, end quote. Representative August Pfluger, Republican, Texas, whose district includes the Permian Basin, said in a statement provided to the Reporter-Telegram. Quote, the SPEED Act is a common-sense solution for modernizing NEPA, ending litigation abuse, and ensuring timely, efficient reviews, all while removing Washington as a barrier to American innovation. As a representative for the most prolific oil-producing region in the country, I'm committed to cutting red tape that hinders energy production. I was proud to vote for its passage, and I thank Chairman Bruce Westerman for his leadership and recognition on this issue facing American energy, end quote. Passage of the act drew concern from environmental groups. Over 150 environmental and community groups sent a letter to Congress recognizing the real urgency to build clean energy and other critical infrastructure at scale. The letter makes clear that cutting corners on planning public engagement is a false shortcut that leads to more conflict and delays, outcomes that ultimately drive costs up. The Sierra Club, in a statement, said it and its partners support investing in agency capacity, improving coordination, and prioritizing projects that deliver clean, affordable energy. But it feels the legislation takes the opposite approach by favoring fossil fuel infrastructure while failing to remove the barriers blocking wind, solar, and transmission projects that are ready to move forward. It also drew applause from industry associations. Ed Longenecker, president of the Texas Independent Producers and Royalty Owners Association, said in a statement to the Reporter-Telegram that permitting analysis paralysis has real-world consequences. Quote, American families feel it at the gas pump. Manufacturers see it in elevated energy costs. And communities waiting for the economic benefits of infrastructure development, including jobs, tax revenue, and improved local services, watch opportunity pass them by. In addition, the coming AI revolution, with the need to power massive data centers across the country, will drive further demand for American natural gas. When domestic production is throttled, imports from less regulated producers fill the gap, increasing global emissions and undermining U.S. environmental standards, end quote, he wrote. Independent Petroleum Association of America president and CEO Edith Nagel said in a statement provided to the Reporter-Telegram that the act is a much-needed answer to years of independent oil and natural gas producers' concerns on the permitting of energy infrastructure. Reforms to the 50-year-old NEPA in the SPEED Act provide greater certainty for energy producers, address delays, and accelerate the approval process for oil and natural gas projects that provide needed energy for Americans, she wrote. Key provisions of the SPEED Act. The SPEED Act modifies NEPA to expedite approvals without eliminating environmental oversight. Notable provisions include standardizing review processes. The bill redefines, quote, major federal actions, end quote, to exclude designations based solely on federal funding and exemptions and exempts actions already reviewed under equivalent federal, state, or tribal environmental laws. Setting deadlines. It imposes strict timelines for environmental assessments and impact statements, typically limiting reviews to 1 to 2 years to prevent indefinite delays. Limiting judicial review. Lawsuits challenging NEPA compliance must be filed within 150 days of final agency action, and courts are directed to remand cases for correction rather than halting projects entirely. This provision also restricts standing to parties who submitted comments during the public review process, curbing frivolous or politically motivated litigation. Enhancing agency coordination. The legislation requires better interagency collaboration and focuses reviews on, quote, proximate, end quote, effects directly caused by the project, excluding a speculative or unrelated impacts. Downtown paid parking approved with 2-hour limit. An ordinance has been approved to amend Title 10, quote, traffic regulations, end quote, of the Midland City Code, which will include revised regulations for metered and time-limited parking, predominantly in downtown Midland. Midland Development Corp. previously conducted a master plan study on the current state of downtown and what could be approved. The study concluded that parking is the area's biggest downside, specifically because the current roadside spots are a barrier to walkability, while excessive surface parking limits economic development. It concluded that short-term parking is a top priority for the public and that curb management will help support retail, dining, and events in the area, especially by creating a higher turnover rate for customers to come in and out of the businesses. Quote, access to downtown businesses, particularly businesses that rely on visitors, such as restaurants, retail shops, even small attorneys' offices or smaller businesses that don't necessarily have dedicated surface parking downtown, rely heavily on on-street parking for their visitors to come, end quote, described Elizabeth Triggs, the City of Midland's planning and development officer. Quote, we can see how downtown, just from experience, that it's very difficult during the weekdays and work hours to find on-street parking, which makes it hard for someone to come downtown to have lunch at one of the restaurants on Wall Street, and makes it a difficult choice when locating your business downtown and there's not adequate parking. What we want to see is more businesses downtown, a more vibrant downtown, end quote. Triggs and her team hired Ace Parking, a consulting firm that specializes in parking development for cities, to perform a detailed study on downtown. It was found that while the overall parking supply exists, curbside spaces are misused with up to 25% of vehicles exceeding the posted time limits, which was attributed partially to inconsistent signage. Additionally, the study also found employee parking is causing customers to be displaced and having to park elsewhere, especially as the peak demand for parking is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays. Ace recommended the following criteria. Paid parking in downtown's core being $1.50 per hour at a 2-hour maximum. Time-limited parking, also 2 hours, on surrounding blocks. Monday through Friday, enforcement of 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Shift long-term parking to garages and off-street lots. Use scan-to-pay technology and reduce hardware costs. The logistics for payment are still being deliberated, but ACE says paid parking revenue will likely go initially to them and then to the city. Any non-payments will also be escalated to the court system. Quote, we will have a dedicated enforcement officer, and then we will do the enforcement on a daily basis, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, end quote, said Michael Lombardo, the vice president of ACE Parking for the Texas region. Quote, they will wear an ACE uniform or a city uniform, however you guys see fit, end quote. Quote, one of the reasons why we selected them was because of the boots-on-the-ground approach, end quote, Triggs added. Quote, it is new. It's going to take some time to adjust, and so we wanted to make sure to not just have enforcement, but also that that enforcement really acts as ambassadors to inform the public, end quote. The aforementioned, quote, core, end quote, of downtown consists of the space inside a rectangular outline, South Pecos Street from the west, West Illinois Avenue from the north, North Main Street from the east, and West Missouri Avenue from the south. This area, which is considered the most high-demand area, is differentiated from the rest of downtown in that it will have paid parking, but the whole area will have the two-hour time limit. The amendment also allows flexibility to change these boundaries should collected data warrant it, as well as possible expansion into other areas should it prove successful. Triggs also announced new kinds of signage to better disambiguate different parking spots. The signs, which have a uniform design, are colored to improve visibility and wayfinding and will have the aforementioned criteria on them. Orange parking signs will be used for timed parking, while green signs will be used for paid parking. The latter will also have QR codes on them for people to pay digitally. Circular parking signs will also be added to parking garages, which ACE found were underutilized due to people not realizing they were open to the public. Quote, the goal is to push the longer-term parking needs off the street and move them into these parking garages or surface lots so that we free up on-street parking for visitors downtown, end quote, Triggs said. Concerns about parking. Some members of city council and the public raised concerns specifically regarding parking for employees, as they may be adversely affected by having to park in inconvenient locations or by having to pay to park for work. Mayor Pro Tem Robin Poole also raised concerns about businesses needing to apply for lease spaces, as well as the lack of overall parking on the west side of the downtown core compared to the east side. Quote, that's putting an extra burden on them, and if they don't want to do that, it just becomes even more congested, end quote, Poole said. Quote, I want to troubleshoot that because we can't make them do that, end quote. Quote, I've been in Midland since 2010, and I'm trying to think long term for employees, end quote, said Sonny Aguilar, a property owner who has leased or owns businesses around the intersection of North Colorado Street and West Ohio Avenue in the northern part of the zone. Quote, I do agree with metered parking, though. My properties could benefit from the policing using a time limit, end quote. In response, Triggs said the amendment will encourage drivers to use parking that they otherwise would not have simply because they were not directed accordingly. Quote, by and large, when you look at downtown, the surface parking lots that are privately owned are very empty, quite honestly, end quote, Triggs said. Quote, it's not that there's no adequate parking space, it's that they're not being used properly. And I think part of what this ordinance will do is show that there is a demand for those surface lots, end quote. Other questions were raised regarding the need for exemptions for the two-hour limit. Councilman Jack Ladd brought up Midlanders reporting for jury duty at courthouses downtown. Councilman John Norman also suggested adding a time-based registration for the paid parking, for example, paying for exactly 15 minutes of parking, which he said he saw used in Florida. Quote, as a city, we want everything to be self-sufficient and not become a burden on taxpayers, end quote, said Councilman-at-Large John Burkholder. Quote, but on the other hand, this shouldn't be a revenue-generating mechanism because we're out overly policing people downtown. It's kind of a fine line that we need to walk on this and just make sure it's being purely used for the sole purpose of getting downtown reaching the vibrancy we expect, end quote. City Council approved the ordinance 5-1 with Mayor Lori Blong being absent from the vote and Ladd being the dissenting vote. The amendment goes into effect February 1st, 2026. Until then, the city plans on performing public outreach to the local businesses so that people know what to expect ahead of the amendment's implementation. The rollout will be done in phases during first quarter of 2026, with Triggs expecting completion to be at the end of the quarter. Quote, we'll continue to have those conversations, end quote, said Triggs. Quote, it's a phased approach to solving the downtown parking program, and step one is controlling what happens on the street, end quote. First hybrid natural gas battery project in the Permian cuts fuel costs 96%. A first-ever hybrid natural gas and battery project has been deployed in the Permian Basin. Agreco recently completed the milestone deployment, a system that features a 350-kilowatt natural gas generator paired with a 500-kilowatt/250-kilowatt-hour battery to power a remote water transfer operation. The project, located near Midland, achieved a 96% reduction in generator runtime from 167 hours to just 6 hours and 96% savings on fuel costs. Quote, we were looking for sustainable options. The batteries fill a need to provide reliable energy, and they're a good fit moving forward with sustainability, end quote. Casey McMullen, product lead, battery energy storage systems with Agreco, told the Reporter-Telegram. Agreco had designed and installed a dual generator solution, two natural gas units that provided redundancy and reliable energy for about a year. But as energy storage technology evolved, the company saw an opportunity to enhance the system's efficiency, reduce emissions, and streamline operations. Fuel expenses were the customer's largest complaint, according to Jeremy Hedrick, account manager. Quote, we sought a solution and after several months came up with this solution and presented the customer our data on fuel savings, end quote, he said. The technology has improved over the last 5 to 10 years, allowing for a reduction in cost and improvement in reliability that allowed Agreco to bring its batteries into the energy realm, said Lee Jacquis, power product manager. McMullen said the company will work to install even more of the hybrid units. Jacquis agreed, saying the company will look at the additional applications for the technology and is already investing in manufacturing more of the units. Quote, we anticipate seeing such huge demand for similar configurations as companies look to manage fuel costs and fuel consumption, end quote, he said, adding the technology is not limited to oil and gas, but to many other sectors. Quote, it's an exciting time to be in the battery world, end quote, Jacquis said. Vision Oil and Gas buys LDF Energy in 10th deal of the year. Vision Oil and Gas has announced its most recent acquisition, the 10th operator buyout in 2025. Vision, which merged with Azure Holding Group this year, acquired LDF Energy, whose assets include 135 active well bores in Winkler County, a fully rebuilt workover rig, and more than 50 barrels of oil equivalent per day. Quote, our model is the opposite of private equity, end quote, said Josh Cohen, chief executive officer. Quote, our vision is to revitalize and rewrite the script to help emerging independent operators accomplish their dreams delayed by a lack of liquidity. By combining resources and expertise, we create purpose for anyone who wants to be their own oil man, end quote, he told the Reporter-Telegram. Quote, I want to provide professional help, encouragement, and uplift people who have been beaten down, end quote. Beyond that, he said plans to support local nonprofits, beginning with childcare and hopefully expanding into supporting low-cost housing. The LDF acquisition brings Vision's total producing and shut-in well count total to 1,062 oil wells. Cohen said it also brought Dwayne Forga from Kermit, whom he called a powerhouse foreman. Quote, Dwayne is who I've looked up to for downhole expertise and operational expertise. He can work with regulators, landowners, and field managers, end quote, Cohen said. Cohen said he looks for distressed companies, what he described as high-performing individuals or teams that have great drilling opportunities but need capital or have no in-house technicians and need to better understand the geology or engineering of those drilling prospects. Quote, Azure offers the opportunity to bring value back to the people that lost it. We can also do the same in the field with drilling prospects, great wells, end quote, he said. He reported he is about to acquire a drilling company that has 6 drilling rigs, one 1,500 horsepower and the others 500 or 1,000 horsepower. This will open the door for some smart wildcatting, he said. Quote, I will look anywhere around the state line and within a 200-mile radius in Texas for deals, end quote, Cohen said. He's considering deals in New Mexico, but said he needs to get bigger first. The company's largest concentration of oil and gas wells lie in Cochrane County, with 128 actively producing well bores and 200 shut-in candidates. Winkler County, with 178 actively producing wells and 78 shut-in candidates. Crane County, with 97 active producers and 34 shut-in candidates. Ward County with 45 active producers and 50 shut-in candidates, Pecos County with 25 active producers and 50 shut-in candidates, Ector County with 6 active producers and 24 shut-in candidates, and Midland County with 12 active producers. Pilot project uses carbon credits to plug leaking well. A pilot project in West Texas may open a new approach to plugging marginal and orphaned wells. Sendero Energy Solutions and B Carbon recently completed the pilot that used carbon credits to offset the cost of plugging a leaking well for a Seaboard operating company. The two companies issued 10,475 verified methane elimination credits under B Carbon's MEEWP protocol. The project gives Seaboard a path to close the well without divestiture or long-term idle status while reducing methane emissions and other future liabilities. Quote, "We did this as a pilot project, dipping our toe into the water," end quote, said David Stewart, president and co-founder of Sendero. The goal, he told the Reporter-Telegram, is to reduce liabilities and lower plugging costs. The carbon credits were issued by B Carbon, a nonprofit carbon registry, which would sell the credits to the buyer through its registry. The value of the credits will be issued to Sendero, which has an agreement to reimburse Seaboard a portion of the plugging costs. Stewart noted that carbon credits are used by a number of large companies like Microsoft and Meta. He also sees an emerging market from data centers, which want to be carbon neutral but can't because they utilize natural gas to power their centers. Quote, "There will be a lack of credits due to demand. Ultimately, well plugging could be the solution," end quote, he said. Sendero and B Carbon are looking to work with small operators who have wells that are marginally economic because of low oil prices and need maintenance to keep those wells from becoming orphaned. Quote, "We can help them get that liability off their books," end quote, he said. Quote, "Landowners, rangers with marginal wells on their property will appreciate having their land cleaned up," end quote. The project followed B Carbon's rigorous protocol, which requires clear evidence of methane emissions, a pre-plugging project plan, and independent third-party validation before any work begins. After the well was plugged, B Carbon oversaw a final project plan and post-closure testing to confirm the site was permanently sealed and emissions-free. Stewart said testing will be done a year later to measure for any new emissions. Quote, "For this is proof of concept. If we get buyers interested in the carbon credits, we can scale up," end quote, he said. Quote, "We need to educate the public about helping plug wells and also about the science around carbon credits," end quote.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the oil report of the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, December 20th. From the Permian to the North Pole, oil companies' letters to Santa. This story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. You're never too old to write a letter to Santa, and after a year of stress and uncertainty, the energy industry certainly had a few things to wish for. So the Reporter-Telegram asked oil and gas companies and industry associations to share their letters. Dear Santa, this year we pause to reflect and be grateful. Grateful for the men and women who show up each and every day, often early, often late, to bring reliable, affordable energy to the world. Grateful for the trust placed in us to do meaningful work the right way, and most importantly, the safe way. And grateful for our partners and communities who provide a warm and welcoming place to call home. Our hope this season is simple. We wish for safe operations for our employees and all those working across the Permian Basin. We wish that the communities where we live and work prosper, especially our neighbors in need. And finally, we wish that every child with a dream in his or her little heart awakens Christmas morning and every morning with endless joy and wonder. Thank you, Santa, for reminding all of us that generosity matters. We will continue doing our part, showing up, looking out for one another, giving back, and working hard. If there's still a bit of Christmas magic left in the sleigh, we hope it finds its way to the families and neighbors who could use it most this season. Wishing you a safe journey under star-filled skies, the Chevron Permian team. P.S. Let us know if you need any extra fuel for the sleigh. We've heard your sleigh runs better on Techron. Dear Santa, we know you're busy this time of year, so we'll keep this short. After all, nobody appreciates a commitment to efficiency quite like folks in the Permian Basin. This Christmas, the Permian Basin Petroleum Association has just a few things on our wish list. First, safety. We'd love nothing more than for every man and woman working in the oil field and traveling on the roadways of the Permian Basin to make it home safely each day. A little extra protection from inclement weather for our rigs, roads, and infrastructure wouldn't hurt either. Speaking of which, second, reliable infrastructure. If there's any room in that sleigh, we could sure use a few more pipelines, electric generation, transmission, and distribution systems, and maybe a resurfaced highway or two. We promise we've been good. Third, sensible regulation. We know you can't control everything in Washington, but if you happen to have any goodwill toward industry lying around, please send it our way. Clear, consistent rules help keep American energy strong, which, as you know, protects lives around the world and improves human well-being year-round. Fourth, a strong workforce. We're always grateful for the hard-working men and women who keep the Permian Basin running. Maybe you can drop off a few more skilled workers who don't mind long hours, tough terrain, and living where the horizon never ends. Fifth, continued prosperity for our communities. Our members live here, raise families here, and invest here. All we ask is for the opportunity to keep supporting the schools, hospitals, nonprofits, and local projects that make West Texas and southeastern New Mexico the place we're proud to call home. Of course, Santa, if you could arrange for steady commodity prices next year, we wouldn't complain. And lastly, if you're ever looking for some power improvement options for the North Pole, we'd be more than happy to engage our teams of innovative engineers on solutions. We might not be elves, but we work all hours of the day until the job is done, and have been doing so for over 100 years. Thanks for listening, and safe travels across the skies. Speaking of which, as you're coasting over Artesia, Pecos, Monahans, Odessa, Midland, and the rest of the Permian Basin, we hope our efforts with the Dark Skies Initiative continue to provide you with unparalleled views of the heavens we get to enjoy every night. While you're here, don't forget to visit the crews out on location, where I'm sure you'll still find milk, cookies, and maybe a little crude-themed holiday cheer. Warm wishes, the Permian Basin Petroleum Association. Dear Santa, for Christmas, we're not asking for much, just a few things to keep the spirit bright. Safety for every oil and gas worker in the field and at home. Steady progress as we work to increase production, meet the world's energy needs, and reduce emissions. Strong partnerships with our neighbors that will keep our community safe and thriving for decades to come. From the Permian Basin to the North Pole, we promise to keep doing our part to deliver reliable energy and support the communities we call home. Thanks for checking your list twice. We'll leave the lights on for you. Warm wishes, ExxonMobil. Dear Santa, American energy dominance starts in Texas. Whether you drive a Ford, a Chevy, or a Lexus, even a Tesla does not roll without oil and gas. Oil and gas power streams with a bold Lone Star class. From Slaves in the Sky to Toys Under the Tree, Petroleum makes magic as plain as can be. But true Christmas joy comes not from the shelves. It's the birth of our Savior, God giving Himself. So this season, whether you travel far or near, keep love in your heart and goodwill in your cheer. Share a smile, a wave, let kindness arise. That's the true gift that money can't buy. We wish you a merry Texas Christmas. Todd and Janet Staples, Texas Oil and Gas Association. Dear Santa, this year has been one we're especially proud of. In Midland, our team supported 34 local nonprofits with more than $3,600,000 in philanthropic contributions and spent 293 hours volunteering alongside our neighbors, from building homes with Habitat for Humanity to sorting food at the West Texas Food Bank and lending a hand at Keep Midland Beautiful's Texas Recycles Day. We helped make the MISD Education Foundation's Winter Wishes shine a little brighter, pitched in with Mission Agape, and rallied behind our local Little Leagues, Rockhounds Baseball, and MISD Athletics. As a proud supporter of the Midland Athletic Syndicate and New Northwest YMCA, we were excited to see these two buildings come to life this year and cannot wait to see how each positively impacts children of Midland in years to come. As members of the Permian Strategic Partnership, we are also proud of the work that was done through the collaboration of member organizations to make meaningful impact across the Permian Basin this year. Inside our own walls, the spirit of giving stayed strong. We hosted food drives for the West Texas Food Bank and are in the midst of a Coats for Kids drive benefiting 311 ministries. We're also proud that our downtown office has become a real hub of activity, home to Far West Coffee and soon the highly anticipated Georgie's Restaurant, helping bring more energy, foot traffic, and opportunity to the heart of Midland has been one of the most rewarding parts of the year. All we're asking for this Christmas is the chance to keep this momentum going in 2026, deepening our partnerships, strengthening the communities we work in, and continuing to deliver for the shareholders who make this work possible. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Permian Resources. Here are some more letters to Santa from oil companies. Dear Santa, we've been very good this year, mostly because the Texas Independent Producers and Royalty Owners Association, TIPRO, spent it reminding folks that the modern world still runs on the same hydrocarbons that have powered progress for over a century. And with all due respect to Rudolph and the team, nine reindeer are charming, but they're no match for a 21st century delivery schedule. Let's retire the antlers and bolt on a pair of screaming jet engines running on high-performance refined liquid fuels straight from the world-class Texas refineries. Think JP Power with anti-icing agents and a Texas octane kick. One tank, and you'll be supersonic from the North Pole to the South Pole before the elves finish their coffee. And every gallon of that jet fuel represents thousands of American jobs, billions in economic impact, and the undeniable truth that no amount of wishful thinking has yet invented another fuel source that can fly a fully loaded sleigh across seven continents in one night. In exchange for the fastest and most efficient sleigh in history, here's my short wish list. a Christmas stocking overflowing with genuine energy security for America, brimming with abundant, reliable, homegrown Texas oil and natural gas, so no family ever has to choose between heating their home and putting presents under the tree. A federal permitting process that moves faster than a cold front across the panhandle, because every month of delay is a month the world relies more on foreign energy sources. A modestly discounted lump of coal in the stockings of policymakers who still believe we can power our world on pixie dust and goodwill. They'll thank us when the lights stay on. And one more year of Texas producers delivering the affordable, dependable energy that keeps factories humming, hospitals operating, schools open, and yes, Santa, even your new jet sleigh. Merry Christmas, Santa. Fly fast, fly proud, and fly on Texas energy. Ed Longenecker, President, TIPRO, proudly keeping your new jet sleigh and America running since 1946. Dear Santa, we're looking forward to your visit. When you get here, be sure to check out Midland's Merry Lights. They're even bigger and brighter than before. Much like your helpers and the many hours they put in this year, we had the opportunity to spend more than 5,000 hours volunteering with our Permian Basin community partners to support their initiatives. The collaboration with some of our partners, like the Boys and Girls Club of the Permian Basin, the City of Midland, and United Way of Midland, has reminded us of all it takes to strengthen our community. Given this, our Christmas wish is that our community partners, first responders, and city workers feel appreciated for all their hard work. We fondly called Midland home and know that these dedicated folks play a vital role in helping the city thrive as it continues to grow. We wish you safe travels and a Merry Christmas. Sincerely, ConocoPhillips. Dear Santa, I hope this letter finds you, Mrs. Claus, the elves, and reindeer all doing well. We know you are all very busy preparing for Christmas. I'm writing you today not only with Christmas wishes, but to also express my sincere gratitude on behalf of everyone at Mewbourne Oil Company for the many blessings we enjoy. We are truly fortunate to work in the greatest industry in the world, the oil and gas business. We have all tried to be nice this year and to contribute affordable, reliable energy that powers lives, homes, and businesses across the country. It is especially important during these cold winter months. We are proud of the hard work our company and our industry have done to safely and responsibly provide oil and gas that improves the quality of life for all Americans and for the world. This year, if you could see fit to bring some good fortune to our company and our industry, we would be incredibly thankful. We have two wishes. First is for the safety of our people and all the hard-working people in the oil and gas business. These are great people that are trying to provide for their families and help companies and communities. Second, we wish for stable oil and gas prices, maybe slightly higher, too, that would allow us to continue to invest in American energy production and provide the affordable, responsible energy we all need. These improved prices wouldn't just improve our balance sheets. They would provide the essential resources to power our economy at a reasonable cost to consumers. Thank you for your time and all the cheer you spread. Safe travels to you and your team this Christmas. I will leave an extra cookie out for you this year. Yours truly, Ken Waits, Mewbourne Oil Company. Dear Santa, our wish list this year is simple. Make sure our teams know how proud we are for the work they do every day to keep safety the standard. If a few extra presents find their way to the people who make this happen, we wouldn't object. Second, we're wishing for continued progress using data and developing digital tools to help our teams work smarter. Clear information helps us spot problems sooner, keep equipment running, and make better decisions in the field. That means safer days, more reliable operations, and fewer last-minute issues. As the year comes to a close, we are thankful for the teams working through the holidays and for our Permian community. We will keep showing up, operating safely, and raising the bar. Oh, and Santa, if you need help optimizing your route with real-time data, you know where to find us. Sincerely, BPX Energy. Dear Santa, we've been drilling down on our holiday spirit this year, and we think we've earned a spot on the nice list. At Ovintiv, we've kept the energy flowing so sleigh bells can keep ringing and cocoa can stay warm. Our wish list is short and sweet. A little extra horsepower for our rigs, reindeer optional. Steady prices, because even Santa likes predictability. And maybe a pipeline straight to the North Pole, because hauling cookies in a pickup takes too long. But most of all, we're wishing for safety for our teams, our communities, and everyone working hard to make the season bright, because nothing matters more than getting home safe for the holidays. In return, we promise to keep producing responsibly, innovating boldly, and powering the world with care. After all, even Santa needs energy to make his rounds. From all of us at Ovintiv, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. May your season be bright, your boots dusty, and your sleigh ride smooth across the Permian skies. Warm wishes, Ovintiv.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.